February 24th, 1977, Thursday. Continued.
All Israel hears the interior of the day. So it will be put there because then we'll say the Machar is resting where? It's resting on the Makito. So the Mele, the Mekeim Advela itself, the Mekeim Advela itself is also a mocking tool, and that means that the surface, the side surface, now the Dvela sticks here to the side surface, so that means that this side surface, which is auto, is also a mocking tool. So in effect we have to say that the Dvela rests at a mocking tool, because the end of the K-cell, the end of the K-cell is not here, it's here. So the melee, this is autumn here. There is no hollow. Heretofore there was a hollow. So the heretofore open space of the Pnei HaKeisel is now autumn. And now it's an open tool. But if we say that as long as before the Anoche, it had it in Rosh HaSarabim, so melee is chayev. We don't say siluk mechitze. But if we say that the Siluk Mechitze Baradodekose should be potter, so he should also be potter, for the same reason that he would be potter if after the Dvela sticks to the K-cell, he'll throw a Machat, and the Machat will pierce through the Dvela. He'll be potter on the Machat, so he should be potter on the Dvela too, because the Mekeim Advela becomes a Mokim too. This is what he says. So then the Gemara gives the targets. No. Over here, in the case of Chulie, so Be'er Yudvinosan L'Sichei Chulie U'Miyato, so his intention is that the cloud of earth should remain there for good. So Memele, it's Pokad of English Sayochit. Mashen can hear, his intention is to take away the Dvelo. So even before it's taken away, it's not Kiveyah Rishud with Natvei. So that means the territory of the Gemara is, even let's say, suppose he'll throw a Machat after the Dvela sticks to the Kesa. He'll throw a Machat and the Machat will fall on top of the Dvela. He'll also be Chayav. It will not be Kiveyah Rishud with Natvei, become a Mokim Tor. Because the person is going to take away the Dvela the next minute. This is how it is at least. Now the Ramban prefers, he accepts Rashi's Pshat. And he's massive on everything Tesis says. He answers Tesis Kashis, all Tesis Kashis, and then he rejects this longness of Tesis. So the Ramban says, Tesves, the Ilav Mishin Levatalei, Havalit Virachi Kesel, Avanochi, Elasias Kesel, Vilav Milsehu, the Imkain Gabi Beir, Biloy Miut Name, Siluk Mechitzehav. So what is the Ramban ask? Monefshach. If we say that according to Tesves, so the only reason as to why by Dvelo Shmeino he is Chayev, and we don't say that it became Advelo, becomes a mocking tool, so and Mimele, just as he wouldn't be chayev if, let's say, after the Dvela sticks to the K-cell, he'll throw a Machat and the Machat will rest on the Dvela, so we'll be put there. So Mimele, even without throwing the Machat, so the Mikemak, the Mikemak Dvela becomes a mocking tool, so he should be put there if we don't say. That if we do say siluk mechitze, hamloch haschayev is siluk mechitze baradodekose. So the only reason as to why he is chayev is because he wasn't mevatlet. But suppose he will be mevatlet, then inochanami will be potter, assuming that we say hamloch haschayev is siluk mechitze baradodekose. So yes, the kashe. So why does Rabbi Yochanan ask ishayel? Only in connection with the case of Be'er Yud Vinosan L'Sichei Chulie U'Miyato, whether Hanoch HaSchei Ve'Lisiluk Mechitze Baradodekose, is mechayev or imechayev. The implication being only in the case of Be'er Yud v'nos nesecha chulyo, and it became Be'er Tes. But suppose it's Be'er Yud Aleph. Suppose it's Be'er Yud Aleph, and then so the depth of the Be'er right now is Yud Aleph Tvachim deep. Then he puts a cloud of earth that is one tefach high, and that reduces the depth from 11 tvachim deep to 10 tvachim deep. He doesn't test Rabbi Yechon, he doesn't test Kishayle in regard to that case. In that case, he's certainly chayev, because even after it is reduced, it is still as mechitzes. It's still 10 tvachim deep. But according to the wonders of Teisves, so if we do say, he should be poter even in the case of Be'er Yud Aleph, and we not only say chulye of one tefach high, and then it was, so he should be poter. Why? Because here it was, this is the surface of the Be'er. Originally it was 11 tefachim deep. So that was the karka Be'er. But when he puts one tefach of earth, of sin, here, it's still, so now the surface, instead of this, the heretofore surface here, so now the surface at that point is in an elevated position. This is the surface. So this is the limit, this is the karka, Rishus Hayom, this surface. And here it's auto. So the heretofore surface, the heretofore karka Be'er is auto now. If it's auto now, so Mimele it's not a Rishus Hayom. It's not a Rishus Hayochid. It's only the bottom of the Rishus Hayochid. But it's not a Rishus Hayochid. So if we don't say Anoch HaSchevet V'Siluk Mechitz V'Alo Lekose, so then it would be Chayev. But if we say Anoch HaSchevet V'Siluk Mechitz V'Alo Lekose, so maybe it should be Potter. Because before, this was the surface of the Rishus Hayochid. The bottom surface. Now when he puts a cloud of earth that is one tefach high, so it reduces the depth of the Be'er from 11 tefachim to 10 tefachim, so where is the surface at this position? Here. So, and this cloud, if he is mechuyev for the hanoche of this cloud of earth, where is it resting, this cloud of earth? Where does it stand up? It stands on the here to fall surface. You see, now we have a new surface. The karka, the surface of the karka of the Be'er, is now here, but before it was here, and this cloud of earth is folded it. So where does it rest? On the here to fall surface. But the here to fall surface now is autumn, so it's not a Rishus Hayochid anymore. So why should it be chayev? It's not noch. It's noch on the here to fall surface. The new surface of the karka of the Be'er is here, and here it's autumn. The answer is because before it went. So this was a Rishus Hayochid. But if we say Hanochaschim Yisrut Mechitz V'Adol Ekorse, so maybe it should be Potter. So it should be Potter not only in the case of Be'er Yud V'Nos Nesecha Chulyo Miyato into Tes, but even in the case of Be'er Yud Aleph V'Nos Nesecha Chulyo Miyato Yud, it should also be Potter. It seems a very strong kash. So what is the Ramban? So in other words, so the Ramban rejects Tesis Lomit. Because if we accept Tesis Lomdis, that in the case where Ridvelo sticks to the case, so he assuming that the Dvelo would become bottled to the case, so then it would be Keveya Vishud Vifneatzma. So Mimele, the Mekima Dvelo would become Imokim Tuk. So then he should be Potter on the Dvelo, itself, assuming that we say, so it should be poter even the case of Be'er Yud Aleph V'Nos Nesecha Chulyo U'Miyato Yud, because it was Yud Aleph, so that was the karka Be'er. But when he throws a chulyo of itefach high, so where does it rest? It rests on the heretofore karka Be'er. But now what is the karka Be'er here? But it doesn't lie, this chulia doesn't lie on this surface. It lies on this. But this surface is now completely autumn. So it's not a Rishus Hayochid. The Shem Rishis HaYochid is Poka. The Shem Rishis HaYochid is Poka. So why is it higher? And it appears from the Gemara that even if we say Hanochas Chayfetz V'siluk Mechitze Baradore Kose, so is only Potter in the case of Be'er Yud V'nos L'Sech Chulye, but not in the case of Be'er Yud Aleph V'nos L'Sech Chulye U'mia Tel Yud. So what must we do? So we must come to the, we must draw the conclusion, this is what Ramban means. We must draw the conclusion that even if we say assume that Hanochas Chayfetz V'siluk Mechitze Baradore Kose, so he's only poter if at the end, so there is no mechitzes. There is no mechitzes. Let's say Be'er Yud. So upon the completion of the Anoche, there is no mechitzes. There is only a depth of nine. So the question is, do we consider it from the point of view of Mikore before the Anoche is completed? So then there is a Rishus HaYochid. Or we consider it from the point of view of Hashte, after the Anoch is completed. Mashein came in the case of Be'er Yudal. And then he throws a Chulye. And he tries like this. So even now, the Karka Be'er is here. So it's still, from here till the Svasa Be'er, there is still a depth of Ten Tvochim. But it is resting on the surface that is now autumn, that is not a surface anymore. That heretofore surface, which is now autumn, is not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. It's a Mokim Tov. So here we don't say Hanochas Chayfetz V'siluk Mechitze Baradore Kose, in view of the fact that the reason as to why it's not a Rishus HaYochid, the heretofore Karka Be'er is not a Rishus HaYochid now, is because of the Anoche of this Chulye. If not for the Anoche of this Chulye, so the Karka Be'er would still be what it was before. It would be a Rishus HaYochid. Why is the heretofore Karka Be'er? Now it isn't the Karka Be'er. Now this is the Karka Be'er. But why is it that the heretofore surface of the Karka Be'er is not a Rishus HaYochid? Because of the Hanoche of this Chulye. But Mechitzes it still has. So Memeila we don't say Hanochas Chayfetz V'siluk Mechitze Baradore Kose. When do we say Hanochas Chayfetz V'siluk Mechitze Baradore Kose? Upon the completion of the act of the Hanoche, so there is no Mechitzes. It's not a Rishus HaYochid because the Mechitzes is lacking. As in the case of Be'er Yud V'nos L'Sech Chulye U'miato, so then there is no, it's not a Rishus HaYochid because there is no Mechitzes. Mashenk in the case of Be'er Yud Aleph V'nos L'Sech Chulye U'miato L'Yud, so it still has Mechitzes, but the Mekeim HaNoche is the heretofore surface of the Karka. And the heretofore surface of the Karka presently, it's auto. So it's a Mokem Tov. But we still have Mechitzes. So in such a case, we do not say, Hanochas Chayfetz V'siluk Mechitze Baradore Kose. So Memele we cannot say, in the case that Tesis mentioned, where the Dveilo sticks to the Keser, so the Mekeim HaDveilo becomes a Mokem Tov. So we say that even if we say that Hanochas Chayfetz V'siluk Mechitze Baradore Kose, but in this case, why isn't it noch in the Rishus HaRabim? Because of the Anoche of the Dveilo. So we don't say Hanochas Chayfetz V'siluk Mechitze Baradore Kose. Even if generally we do say, just as we don't say Hanochas Chayfetz V'siluk Mechitze Baradore Kose in the case of Be'er Yud Aleph V'zorak L'Sech Chulye U'miyat El Yud. Now, the question is, what is this Veshite? So it seems that the Ramban is asking a very strong kashi. Now, so it could be the Teisves holds, as a matter of fact, the Chazanish says, and the basis is upon the Loshna Gemor in Erev, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Erev has reference to a case where you have a Rishon HaYochid, a Chotzer, a HaYochid with Mechitzes, and then you have a Beyer. A Beyer. And the Beyer is Omu Meyohamo, let's say. But it doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. So it couldn't be a Rishon HaYochid by itself. Because it, even though it's Omu Meyohamo, it doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. But since that Beyer is in the Rishon HaYochid, so that bear itself is also Rishon HaYochid. So the body of that bear also is Rishon HaYochid. So the Gemara says, Nosne be bear aflomik meyamo. Hai bear de koi heche. Da flam dal dam dal dam beis. Ilo me de koi Rishon HaYochid pshite. Rishon HaYochid ilo ad rakia. Vich heche di salten li il. Hoche name di nachse li sachas. So the heche, vich heche di salten li il. Hoche name di nachse li sachas. And there is a washing in the mirror that also indicates that just as there is aloche reshus hayochid eilu ad l'rokia, so there is also aloche that it yer l'sachas, yer l'mat. Now, there is no raya from this Gemara, because here the Gemara has referenced to a case where it's open to the reshus hayochid. In other words, there is a bear in the karka reshus hayochid. So mainly it's one reshus hayochid. So just as the karka bear is the karka of the chotzer, the reshus hayochid is a reshus hayochid, so the bear also is a reshus hayochid. So that karka at that position, at that lower level, so the karka reshus hayochid goes down because it's completely open. So it's no raya that even in the case where it's autumn, that it should be considered Rishon HaYochid. But the Chaznish assumes kipshutei, that there is aloche, that if on top it's Rishon HaYochid, so at the bottom it's also Rishon HaYochid. Now the question is, but there is a raya mefor, a gemara meforeshes neged this din, because by shein teiche yud v'kiruye mashlim v'asoro, so al gabei mutal itzalteil b'seiche mitalkum b'yolid al gametz. So if we say that just as Yerush Sayochid is Ilad Rokia, Hochaname Nachsel Isachas, even when it's not open, even when it's not open, so why do we say that Biseichei Mitalton or Daladames, after all, on top it's Yerush Sayochid? So Memele, it's Yerush Sayochid, it's Nachsel Isachas. The answer is, when does the Gemara say, so we could say, that when does the Gemara say, Nachsel Isachas, in the case of a bear in the karka, HaChotzer Rishus HaYochid, so that means that at that point where you have the bear, so the karka Rishus HaYochid has a lower level. All over, so this is the level of the karka Rishus HaYochid. But where you have the bear, it's open, so the bottom of the bear, the karka bear, is the karka of the Chotzer. Is the karka of Chotzer. Not that there is a general aloche that it's yered lisachas, but according to the Chazanish and from the Washington of the Mir, there is a diuk that it is that way. So why do we say that b'seichayim talto alames? So it's true the Mishneh Berurah has a sofik. Maybe the imitaltoin elo daledames is only misrabon, but it's not mistaber. I mean, it's not mashma that imitalt that midraise. So even b'seichei has a din of Rishon HaYochid. So the pashtes is that b'seichei does not have a din of Rishon HaYochid. So that's no kasha. Because I don't know whether the Chaznish meant that, he doesn't say it. But we could say that the reason as to why the karka. Now let's say suppose you have a chotzer that has mechitzes. And then somebody would stick a needle into the karka of the Rishus HaYochid. So then we could say that it is a Rishus HaYochid. All right, it couldn't be Chayev because it has to be Anoche, Anim, Molokim, Choshev, Dalet. But let's say if it's Machshavti, Machshev, Lulimokim. So let's say he'll push in something there, beneath the karka of the chotzer of the Rishus HaYochid. So according to the Chazanish, so it would have a din of Rishus HaYochid. So it's only shayach Why is it so? After all, I mean, the surface of the karka is a mishayochid because it's mukev mechitzes. But in the depth of the karka below, you push in something, so it's not mukev mechitzes. The mechitzes only start from the karka. They are not thrust below into the karka, so it's not mukev mechitzes. So it could be explained, this aloche could be explained on the basis of the Kalvachim Lachirim is Mechitza Lasmei Kolshu. So Reb Chaim says in one lotion that the Mekema Mechitzes also on the basis of that Kalvachim becomes a Rishus Ayoch. Even though it doesn't have Avir, Dalet. So it still becomes a Rishus Ayoch. It's still in one lotion, he says. Now, then the Reb Chaim also says that the Rishus Ayoch requires Karka. So when you have, let's say, a Bayi Shein Techiyud, let's say Bayi Shein Techiyud, it's only 9 Tvachim high, and then you Keruyof is Mashlim Lassor, so where is the Rishus HaYochid? On top, on the roof. But what is the Karka of the Rishus HaYochid on top? The roof, that's the Karka of the Rishus HaYochid. The ceiling, the roof, is the Karka of Rishus HaYochid. So Mimele, we cannot say inside, in view of the fact that it's not completely autumn. It's only autumn from here to here. And here you have hollow. So Mimele, the Karka Rishus HaYochid extends from here to here. You couldn't say that the Karka Rishus HaYochid extends from here to here. After all, here you have our space. So what is the Karka Rishus HaYochid? In Bayi Shein Techiyud, the Kirui of Mashal Masor. This is a Rishus HaYochid. And because we say, Gudasik Mechitzte, let's say according to Rashi, we say Gudasik Mechitzte, or according to Ramban, we don't say Gudasik Mechitzte. Anyway, this is a Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid. So what, where is the Karka of Rishus HaYochid? Also this. This is the Karka of Rishus HaYochid. So the Karka of Rishus HaYochid, where does it extend? From here to here. It doesn't extend from here to here, till the floor of the house, because between the ceiling and the floor of the house, you have hollow space. So Mimele, on the basis, so we cannot say, the only reason as to why the Rishus HaYochid can be Yered L'Sachas, so it's only Shayach as long as the Sachas, as the Karka of the Rishus HaYochid is up. Until it reaches a hollow space. So then, that's the Karka of Rishus HaYochid. And since the Karka Rishus HaYochid is a prerequisite in Rishus HaYochid, so Mimele, the same Kalvachimel that applies to the Mokim Mechitzes, applies to the Mokim HaKarka. But, so it can only extend to the limit of the autumn. But the moment the hollow space begins, then it's not the Karka Rishus HaYochid anymore. Then it's something else. Here is not a Rishus HaYochid, but let's say you push in something, you pierce through something in the uve ha-ceiling, in the uve ha-kiru. So then it will be a Rishus HaYochid. He'll be chayev, let's say, if it will be machshavte, machshev l'lemokim. So it'll be chayev, l'chayev. So memele, we can say Teis Veshite is, as the Chazanish says, that when the Gemara in Erev in Daf Lamed Aleph says that Keichad Rishus HaYochid Elad Rakia is Nochis Lisachas, so it's not to be limited only to a Beir that is open to the Karka, but even if it's Otto. And why is it a Rishus HaYochid? Because of the same Kal Vachema. Im Vachir Meisim Echid Tzalat Lekotsh. So if the karka, since Rishus HaYochid requires karka, so Mele, the whole karka, the whole depth of the karka, as far as you can go. So let's say if there is no hollow space from the karka Rishus HaYochid up to, I don't know, China, I don't know where it will be, where the hollow space. So the whole autumn, the whole karka of the Rishus HaYochid, up to a hollow space, so has a din of Karka Rishus HaYochid? Because where do you stop? I mean, in this case, where by Shizik Yudikoy of Mashal Asoro, so the Karka ends here. Because why here? Because here the hollow space begins. But suppose it is automatic to here, so the Karka ends here. So Mimele, what is Ramban ask? If, according to Tesis Lomdas, that assuming that we say Anu Hasrev Silik Machitz Vadodekos, so then, he, in the case where he throws a dvelo and he sticks to the case out, even if it's more than Daladamis, so he should be potter on the dvelo for the same reason that he should be potter. He would be potter if he will throw a machat, and the machat will rest on the dvelo. So he will be potter for the machat. So he should be potter for the dvelo itself. If we say siluk mechitzah, anoch aschiv siluk mechitzah, don't cause it. Because that velo rests on the heretofore surface of the kesel, which now is auto. So maybe it's a motim too. This is what Tesis says. So the Ramban says, so why does Rabbi Yochanan raise his abaye only in connection with Be'er Yud v'nos l'seche chulye u'miyato? The implication being that in the case of Be'er Yudale v'nos l'seche chulye u'miyato yud, so he's certainly chayev. No! Even Be'er Yudale. And before it was, this was Yudalev Tvachim Dik. Now he put one Tefach. So the heretofore Karka Be'er is now auto. And where does this Chuliyev, this cloud of earth rest? On the heretofore surface of the heretofore Karka Be'er. But now it's auto. So it's a mocking tour. So it's a mocking tour. So that means that the Anoche is in a mocking tour. If we say Hanoche Shreif is a silk mechitz vadodekosi. So Tesis would say, you know, so why does Rabbi Yochanan only raise Ishaile in connection with Be'er Yud? The implication being the case of Be'er Yud Aleph Tzim Bechayim. The answer is Tesis agrees with the Chazni Shite that the Pshat in Gemore in Erev Kehiche Dershus Hayochit Eile Adrokia Nam Enochis Lisachas is Kipshute. It's not to be limited only to a Be'er Omuk Yud that is in the Karka Rishus Hayochit. So that means even when it's Otum, not open. So since the Karka of the Chotzer is a Rishus Hayochit, so any point, any crack in that Karka, just below that surface, is a Rishus Hayochit. Why? Because as Reb Chaim says, that Karka is a prerequisite to Rishus Hayochit. So in other words, so we can apply the Kalachimah, Kehichad L'Achir Meis Mechitzeh, it only means Mechitzeh. It means Kehichad L'Achir Meis Rishus Hayochit. So le'atzmo also. So mimele kechlachir meisim chitze le'atzmo kochim. So that karka also becomes rishus hayochid. And le'inachaname. Let's say, in the case of Bayishin Seicha Yud, because we have Mashal Masoro, so only be Seicha in the hollow space is not a rishus hayochid. But let's say, if he'll push a needle, let's say, he'll push a needle into the Uve Hakiru, he'll be chayev if there'll be machshavti machshavu l'moki. Because that's the kiru, that's the karka of the Rishus Hayochid. So since this is a prerequisite of Rishus Hayochid, so we apply the kol v'chaymer. So memele, the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan couldn't raise the abaye in connection with Be'er Yudalek, if it was originally Yudalek Tvachim Dik, and then he put a chulye of one tefach chay. So then he certainly chayef, even if we say akiras chayef v'asiyas mechitz v'alodekose, because true, that this cloud of earth is lying on what? Is resting on the heretofore surface of the heretofore Karka Be'er. But this is part of the Karka Be'er. There is no hollow space between this and this. It's completely auto. So Mimele, Keichad Shusayochid Ilat Rakia, Hochanam Enochis Lisachas. So why does the Ramban, why is the Ramban Masik? Apparently the Ramban does not agree with the Chazanish premise that the Karka Rishus Hayochid is also Rishus Hayochid. So the male yes, that Kashi. All right.
Sure. Shir Nun Ches and Shabbos Tes Adar Hei Tov Shana Amud Zayin,
February 27, 1977, Sunday. So in other words, it doesn't have reference to a case where, let's say, the Yisaydeis are some detamim. That goes without saying that the Yisaydeis are not somuch within Gimel Tvoche, because then we don't have to resort to a daf. So, but the Yisaydeis are removed a distance from each other. Let's say, suppose he has one thin yosid here, and one yosid here, one yosid here, one yosid here, and then he puts it up on the top of the four yosids. So how does the daf constitute a rishus hayochid? So Teisa says that this is the Abaye of Rove has reference to the case where there are two mechitzes of yosids. In other words, you have yosids on two sides, you have Yisaydei Somuch to each other. Mamesh, on this side, you have Yisaydei Somuch to each other within Gimel Tvoche. Thin Yisaydeis. And on this side. And then the other two sides is open. Then he threw a daf, and that daf lies on top of all the Yisaydeis. So we have two Mechitzes Gmures. Two Mechitzes Gmures. So Mimele, because of the daf, so we say, so we have three mechitzas. Kigen sheyei shtei mechitzas shal yisaydeis, uvishlishi samrinon pitikras daf yere yisaydeis. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, al gabi yisaydeis dakeis, shei gveyes yud, vin rechovis dalet, vidav ze rochev dalet, ose rishis ayochet. So obviously, there is, between one yosid and another, it's not less than Gimel Tvochet. Because then, if between one yosef and another, so on all the sides there is less than Gimel Tvochim, so then we don't have to resort to a daf. So Mimele it's considered as a rishus hayochid, but they are removed apart, and Rashi doesn't mention that there are two mechitzes of yisaydeis. Still, the daf makes it into a rishus hayochid. So why is it that according to Teitzves, only when we have two mechitzes gmures, so then the daf could constitute a rishus hayochid? But if we don't have two mechitzes gmures, not, and according to Rashi, it's mashma, even if you don't have two mechitzes gmures, so it's Teitzves and Rashi l'shitose, in Suki. There is a more in Sukkot Afi Tchesa Mutbeis. The Yitma. Ach Sadre Bibiko. The Afi Tchesa Mutbeis. The Yitma. The fifth line from the end of the Yomit. Ach Sadre Bibiko. Ravo Ma'amut Alitautel Becholei. The Amrinom Pitiko Yerad Viseisei. Ushmuel Omar Emi Tautel in Boel Abidal Adams. So in other words, so there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, as to whether we pass like that, as to whether we say pitikro yer disaysim, or we don't say pitikro yer disaysim. So let's see how Rashi explains it. Bibiko, loche noka bibiko, dimiteich shei, inusmucho libayi seim lo tfanis, sheneisim tfanis vishim achsad, avul pomim sheisim isa lufnei abayis, videif na abayis seit no maachel. So in other words, there is no mechitzis, no mechitzis. No mechitzes, just an yosid. So Rav says pitikro yer v'seisei. In other words, so we say pitikro yer v'seisei. So according to Rav, according to Rashi's pshat, if you have one yosid, one thin yosid here, and one thin yosid here, one thin yosid here, and one thin yosid here, and then you put this on top of the yosidim, so we say pitikro yer v'seisei. On all the four sides, we say pitikro yer v'seisei, and it becomes a rishus hayochid according to Rav. Ushmuel omar, ein mitaltno bel adames. De loy amrinot, pitikro, yered viseis. Now, Teisa says, Before Kol Gagis, Rashi doesn't explain his old shita here in Sukkah. He may have really explains, but Teisves here in Sukkah mentions the Rashi's pshat in Erev. Pirus bepirik ogagis, pirus bekuntres, di nokat bibiko, mishum di bibiko have achsadre, prutso marbaru reser, ve imedes kiruyo al dalet yisedis. So da no mechitzes mures altogether. Just here you say, just for you say this. And he puts this daf on top of the yisedis. Avu biir, stam achsad rois, smuches lebayis lechotza, videvna bayis seit lo macher. ומיידי שמואל הוסום די ירד מסייסי וזה כפי גרסוסי די קורס בשיר לכל גגייס ומי יסלי לשמואל פיתי כל ירד מסייסי ומשענה קילס לי ונדו שמואל ויג'ק פיתי כל ירד מסייסי בדלת in other words if we have to apply the law of פיתי כל ירד מסייסי to all the four מחיצס then he says no אבל בגימו Isla, you perish on the country, skill as Lady Dalle, Mokim Shetzor, classes, Alba Mechitis, Bistimas Pitiko. Kinachsadre, Nachsadre, you have a board that is placed upon four Yesedes. So we have no Mechitis at all, no actual Mechitis, just Yesedes. So Rav holds, we say Pitiko here, we say same, even without a single Mechitzeg More, and Shmuel says no, but if we have one Mechitzeg More, let's say, suppose we have one mechitze, and then we have one yosset here, and then he'll put a board on top of it. So Shmuel also say, in view of the fact that we have one mechitze gmure, so in respect to the other three sides, we say pitikol yered yisedis, according to Rashi's pshat. So pirush b'kuntres kilas l'dalim mokin sor l'asav mechitzes. Bistimas pitikol nasad, aval b'dimu moisob mechitza achas ki uchoso, upitikol l'sholish mechitzes machsha. So then, teisves says the kash. I mean, it's not necessary for us to go over the teisves, the kashes. But then, the important thing is, v'rabnu tam gore sifre, v'chein rach, kilas l'bisholish, whereas the deals of Rashi is. Kiles lebi daled, and Rashi explains kiles lebi daled. That means that when it's necessary to form mechitzes, to construct mechitzes al pedin, form mechitzes, we have to construct, we have to imagine in our imagination. So when the Shmuel say there is no pitikho, if we have to imagine, if we have to construct in our imagination, form mechitzes. Through particular Yerbisaisen. So then Shmuel rejects it. But if we only have to construct in our imagination three mechitzes through particular Yerbisaisen, then Shmuel agrees with particular Yerbisaisen. Kilesli bisholish, this is how Rashi explains it. But Ramnetam says in the Rach, Kilesli bisholish, Kilema kishain beikim sholish mechitzes, viovis prutzo, bimiluo, So kiles le bisholis, kileima kishein beikim sholish mechitzis, veovis prutza bimeluah, dichstam achsad rechachi, kidam ginom bishil leyachbe. So Shmuel rejects the din of pitikin of Yisei, when there are only three mechitzis, and the fourth side is completely porous, nothing. So then he rejects the aloche, the concept of pitikin of Yisei. ואילו מחסד הוא די מרוח צוניס מסובבס אוהי אבל בארבע כשיהי שם ארבע מחיצס נעסודן כשיהי שם ארבע מחיצס כגן שיש בביס שני לחויים ומשהו די כשי מחיצו אבל גב שפרוצו בייסר מייסר איסלי פיטיק ורב אפילו פרוצו במילואו ואפילו בשתי מחיצס איסלי פיטיקו. So according to Rav Netam, so Rav holds that if you have two mechitzes gmures, you can say pitikol yered v'seisein on the other two sides, even though they are prutzim b'miluah, as long as you have two mechitzes gmures. And according to Shmuel, so not only don't we say pitikol yered v'seisein when you have two mechitzes gmures, even if you have three mechitzes gmures, and the fourth side is completely false. Nativ mishemechitze, nativ melech. So we don't say pitikei on the same side. But if you have three mechitzes mores, and on the fourth side you have a shemechitze, even though you have a pirze, yeisame eser ameis, so then we apply the aloche of pitiko yered v'seis. But anyway, we pass like Rav. So in other words, so according to Rashi, Rav says that without any mechitzes mores, so we say pitiko yered v'seis, it becomes a mishnah yochid. So if you take, you put a board on a ceiling, let's say, on four yeseides, so we say pitiko yered v'seis. And according to Shmuel, only if you have one mechitzeh gemur. And according to Ramatam and Rach, so Rav says, we say pitikei yered v'seisim, if you have two mechitzeh gemures, and according to Shmuel, if you have just two mechitzeh gemures, you don't take pitikei yered v'seisim. And even if you have three mechitzeh gemures, and the fourth side is completely false, and not even shem mechitzeh no lechi, we still don't say pitikei yered v'seisim. But if we have three mechitzes mores and the shem mechitz in the fourth side, even though you have a pirtze yeisam esr ameis, so then Shmuel is made that we say pitikei yered v'seisim. But as far as Rav is concerned, so according to Rashi, we say pitikei yered v'seisim without any mechitzes mores. According to the Ramatam and Rach, we say pitikei yered v'seisim only. Only if there are two mechitzes mores. Now, the Rambam has a third sheet. Rambam says, "Ach sadro bibiko, mutali taltel bichulo, ve'afal pishi basholish mechitzes v'tikro." So you see, the Rambam is the biggest machmir in Rav. According to Rashi, we pass like Rav. Look at the Rav Yisrael. So according to Rashi, Rav is saying that we say particularly say him without any mechitzes mores. According to Rav Netam and Rach, Rav is saying, with two mechitzes mores, we say pitikei yered v'seisim. According to the Rambam, the Rav is saying that if we have three mechitzes mores and the tikro, so on the fourth side, we say pitikei yered v'seisim, so you're allowed to be mitaltel. But the Rambam says, אחסת רבי ביקה מוטה לטלטל בחולו ואף על פי שבשולש מחוצס ותיקחו שאונוראים כאילו פי תיקחו ירד וסייסם רולח ויז והזירק משוסרבים לסייחו פוטה כי זירק לימו ביסוסום שיש לקייר. In other words, so even according to, so even if you have three מחיצס מורס and you have a real תיקחו, not just a קייר, so it does not become a רשוסה יוחיד מדרעייסי. In order to become a רשוסה יוחיד מדרעייסי, you have to have four מחיצס. Three mechitzes mures, and the fourth side the lech. But if you, so then you are chayef, if you throw from the rishus rabbim into a rishus that has three mechitzes mures and then the fourth side the lech. But if you have, let's say, a three mechitzes mures and the tikro and no lechi on the fourth side, completely pulled the fourth side, but you have a tikro, so then with the rabbonon you are allowed to be mitalter, because after all, midraise with three mechitzes mures, it becomes a mokim tur. But so you are allowed to be mitalter as much as you want midraise, but midrabonon is the karmeles, so mamele not allowed to be mitalter. So in respect to that, is a rabonon, if you make a tikro, or even a keiro, not a tikro, so mamele you are allowed to be mitalter. But the rishisayo, it doesn't become converted into a rishisayochet midraise by virtue of the tikro, just as it doesn't become converted into Rishta Yochid and Raisi by virtue of Elech. I'm sorry. As it doesn't become converted into Rishta Yochid and Raisi by virtue of Ikea. But with Elech, yes. So there is a difference, according to the Rambam, between Elechi and in the fourth side, then it becomes Midraisi converted into Rishta Yochid. And a Keiro or a Tikro on the whole thing. So then, it's only effective mirabon. So we have three shittas anyway. So Rashi, so it's Rashi lishitose, and Tesis lishitose. Rashi lishitose that he says that according to Rab. So even without any mechitzas gmores. So we say pitikoy, we say same. So Rashi doesn't have to apply it to a case where the are two mechitzas gmores. But Tesis lishitose. I mean, in Sukkot, that Rav only says, Pitikeya Lisaisim will have two mechitzes mures. So that's why he says, Kigen Shiyesh Tei Mechitzes Shol Yisei Deis, Uvishlishi Samugnam Pitikeya Lisaisim. Alright. Now, I'm postponing the Tesis Kashi for a little later. Alright. Now, so the Gemara has Rabbi, Boyerot, Zorak Dab, Vinoch Al-Gabi Yisei, this is Mark. Marko Mi Boyerot, Hanoch Ashefetz Vasiyas Bechitzes, So here is the it's analogous. The Gemara is saying that this Abaye of Rove is analogous to the second Abaye of Rabbi Yechanan, because what's the second Abaye of Rabbi Yechanan? That in Timzalim Akil Mahad Mechitzas Sorom Yifoloi Mechad. Now, how does Tesis in the Teretz Dafres explain why is there more of a Pshitas that he is potter in the first case of Rabbi Yechanan than the second case? So Tesis, we mentioned the Tesis in the Kashi had one pshat, and then the Teretz had another pshat. But in the Teretz, Tesis said that the reason as to why in the first case, Rigabe da Akira, that deals with Akira, so it's more of a pshites that is potter, is because Akira is more chshuv. So Rigabe Akira, we do not say that in Basachas he should be mechuyev. But Anochi is not so chshuv. So that's why he has an abaye. So Mimele, here it's also the Gabe. Rove addresses himself also to the Anoche, not to the Rove deals with the Anoche, not with the Akira. So when Gemara says, Michael Miboyle, Hanoche is not in the Chitzbal Dolikose, Haim the Rabbi Yechanan. So in other words, it's the second abaye of Rabbi Yechanan. Second abaye, Chico Miboyle, so the Gemara says, כי כמו בויל אל רובה, כי גניזור הגדה וחיפץ. וזור הגדה וחיפץ על גבו. מי? כי אם דיבי הדוד הכוס, כי אנו חס חיפץ, ועשי אז מחיץ את אומה. And if we said, If we say in the second Abaye of Rabbi Yechanan that he is poter, that we do not say badado de kose, that he should be chayev. So memele we say he is poter. So here too, even if he throws a daf and the chayvetz on the daf, or dilma or not, if he throws just the daf, so even though we assume in the case where he just throws the daf and the daf falls on the Yisaydeis, so according to Rashi and most Rishonim, so if he is chayev, on what score is a chayev? He is chayev on the score of Zeret Meshus Arabi Meshus Ayachid. So if you have Yisaydeis and then the daf falls upon the Yisaydeis, so he has to be mechuyev on the score of Zeret Meshus Arabi Meshus Ayachid. So as the Amaisa Aloche begins, I mean that all it takes a minute, maybe less than a minute, but it takes some time. So as the Maisa Aloche begins, it is not a Rishus Hayochid. So it begins to be Munach, the Daf, and the Yisaydeis, not a Rishus Hayochid. But then when the Anoche is completed, so then it is a Rishus Hayochid. So that's the Abaye of Rabbi Yechanan, the second case of Rabbi Yechanan. So assuming that in the case of Zorak Daf, just Daf, not Daf with Chayfetz, he is poter. So why? Because true, when the Hanoche is completed, so then it's no Bishus Hayochid, but it's not throughout the Mais Hanoche, the process of the Hanoche. The Hanoche, it takes, let's say, a minute. From the time it begins, the daf begins to be munach, until it completely rests on the Yisaydeis. So in view of the fact that only the last moment of the Ma'isa Anoche, the last split second of the Ma'isa Anoche, it is noch Rishus Hayochid. But the beginning of the Ma'isa Anoche is not in the Rishus Hayochid, so merely spotter. So we can say only in that case where Zorak Daf is spotter. But in this case, so it should be considered kasiyas mechitzev anochas chayfetz dome and is chayev. So take. Now let's see the Rashi. Mau is chayev bizrukezu. Vechayvez adabo. Vim timzalei maru. Im timzalei mekra biyechne. Danochas chayev atzias mechitzev ado loy mechayev. Hoche vada adaf loy mechayev. Miu achayfetz mau vechiyuve. So the Yev Shavoy Midle, Hachifetz Maladav, Vishas Anochas Adav, Vihoda Nayech, Iskasi Yas Mechitze Bereish, Vihoda Anochas Chayfetz Dome, Chayev, Di Vishas Anochosei, Kvor Nase, Dav, Vishus Ayochit. Now, there is a very strange Chidush Arah. I think that there are two toy sefers in this Hidushara. Zorak Davi Noch al Gabi Yisaydis. Pirush Rashi, Yisaydis Daki is Gveis Aso, Vin Rechov is Dalet, Vidav Zeshu Rochev Dalet, Osom Rishus Ayochi, the Pitik Hoyer Yisaydis. So the Abaye is, as to whether he is Mechuyev. So at first the Gemore assumed that the Abaye is in respect to the question as to whether he's chayev on the Zrikas Adaf itself. Then the Gemara says, well, that's the Abaye of Rabbi Yechanan. The Abaye of Rovi is something else. That assuming that on the Daf itself is not chayev, so if he just throws a Daf, suppose he throws a Daf with the chayvetz on it, maybe he's chayev for the chayvetz. Alright. But if he is chayev, so according to Rashi, he's chayev on what score? On the score of Zerik Meshus Arabi Meshus Ayochid. Not on the score of Zerik Daladam Meshus Arabi. We're not even dealing, according to Rashi, with the case where the Daf, he threw the Daf over a distance of Daladam. Then he says, V'orozal Pirish, Sha'i Seydes Rechoves Dalet, V'negveis Yud, V'yadav Mashlim La'asorah Mitzumson. V'lo Yeise. Now here there is a very strange expression. The Yaseh Afilu Mashu Pshita de Chayev. I think, I mean, after looking at it a number of times, I think that there is a Toy Sefer, and that the right Girsi is the Yeser Afilu Mashu Pshita de Potter, but we'll soon see. But let's forget for a moment this expression. But there is a Toy Sefer. The Yeser Afilu Mashu Pshita de Potter. V'hoche kome boyle. Mi az limon bosa shazriki. V'ayi shayte. Lesbi asoro. V'chaye. So the Havel Kizirik Dalai Damas Beshusaram. V'ayin Kizirik Averes, the Potter. V'hosom Rishus Bifne Atzmui. Aval hoche in Rishus Klar. אל עצי יסיידיץ, ובשזריק עדיין עם מבטל כלל בשוס הרבים, שערי תחתוג חולול הוא, אבל יזלינם בשעשה נוחה פוט, ויהבל הייתי זריק בשוס היוחד, ואין זריק ונוחה זו בשוס הרבים. פוס בדן דה קושן הווייזס, so why don't we say that if יזלינם בשעשה נוחה he should be חייב on the score of זריק בשוס היוחד בשוס הרבים? So let him be חייב במונפשך, according to the rock. In other words, monefshach, because there are two alternatives. Either we aslinen b'sazrike, or aslinen b'sashasanoch. So if we aslinen b'sashasrike, so then it can be mechuyev on the score of zeh dalei dames b'shusarab, as the Roi himself points out. And if we say aslinen b'sashanoche, so then he cannot be mechuyev on the score of zeh dalei dames b'shusarabim, because when the anoche is completed, when the daf rests completely, and the Yisei days, then it's not a Rishus Arabim anymore. It's but let him be Mechuyev on the score of Zeri of Zeri Rishus Arabim Rishus Ayochet. So let him be Limonim Shach Mechuyev. So this is what bothered him. Avul Yazlinim B'Shashas Anochet Potah V'Havalei Kizirik B'Shash Ayochet V'Ein Zrikev Anochet Zub Rishus Arabim But let it be mechuyev on the score, even if Azlinam Bosashas Anoche, let him be mechuyev on the score of Zerik Mirshus Ayochi, Mirshus Arabi Mirshus Ayochi. So the Ross says, V'lo yihave ki Zerik Mirshus Arabi Mirshus Ayochi. Why not? The Okidim Shizorak Adav, lo yihave Rishus Ayochi. V'hayni de Rabbi Yechanan, V'zerik Chulye Libeir Asoro, U'mietei, di Ba'anoch HaSchulye. So again, here it's a mistake. Not Ba'anoch HaSchulye, Misalik Mechitze, וממאית חלה ביה, not איזה מחיצה, בוט מסלוק מחיצה, וממאית חלה ביה, וכל היכה דאזלינון בוסר, עקיר וזריק החיה, ובשזריק הרי זה זורק משוסרב משוסיוכי, שאום את עשורו, אבל יזלינון בוסר שעשה נוחה, אין כאן משוסיוכי צ'ארי מירי. Now, it's a very strange raw. I think that the raw understood this gemore of Rabbi Yechanan in the same way as Teisves understood the boy of Rabbi Yechanan in the Kashe, in Dafres. Now, we pointed out when he learned the Gemara Dafres, and then last time, so he mentioned that Teisves in the Kashe explained the Abaye of Rabbi Yechanan in one way, and in the Teretz, in the Sugi of Kaberes, he explained it in the other. The question arises, why is it that Rabbi Yechanan has a more of a pshites? Ligabi the first case, then Ligabi the second case. In other words, so Rabbi Yechanan says, the first Abai is Beir Tisho, V'yokam imenu Cholye, V'yishlimo la'asok, Mar, Akir as-cheifetz v'asi as-michitze v'adadode kose, U'michayev, Eloi Michayev. So that's the first Abai. In respect to the first Abai, the Rabbi Yechanan says, V'im Timtzalein. Many Rishenim say, that in Timtzaleima means that the Gemara was patient. But whether we are machria, we assume like this Rishayim or not, but the Gemara says here, v'im Timtzaleima, that in the first case, he is poter, so then maybe in the second case, so the question arises, how in the second case? So it's more of a pshites, that in the first case, he is poter, than in the second case. Now the question is, why? Is more of a pshites that he is potter in the first case than in the second case. So Teisves in the Teretz Tafches says because Akira is more choshev. So actually, is the same Abai. In other words, in order to be chayev, does it have to be Akira? Is it necessary that the Akire, that during the whole process of the Akire, it should be a Rishus Ayochit? that during the whole process of the Anoche, it should be Oishis HaYochid, but if it's only one moment in the process, in the course of the process of the Akira the Anoche, so then it's not Chayev or not. So the Gemara says, so first the Gemara has an Abaye, according to Tesis Teretz, in the Sugi of Kaveres. Beyo Tisho, V'yokam Menocholye, V'yishlimu Lasor. So in other words, let's say here you have a whole Abaye of 9 Tvachim deep, and then he starts making the Akira. It takes him some time, it takes him a minute, whatever time it takes him. So let's say when he starts the Maisa Akira, he starts being Akira, the cloud of earth, from the surface of the Karka Bay. So when he starts the Maisa Akira, how does he start the Maisa Akira? In what kind of a Bayer? In a Bayer tissue. Then he keeps on being Akira, a cloud of earth, from the surface of the earth, from the bay, and then Viakamero. And then the last moment, so if he completes the Akire in a bay. So that means during the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Akire, it was spent in what kind of a bay? In a bay tissue. But the last moment was spent in Beir Asot. So do we say that he is Chayev because the last moment of the Anoche, of the Akire, was in Beir Asot or not? So Vim Tim Zoreima Kim Lahave Mechitza Asot Mikor Eloi Mechayev. So we can say maybe only in Akire. So the whole Akire from the beginning to the end has to be in a Beir Asor. Masha'inkin vis-a-vis Anoche. So it doesn't have the Anoche to be from the beginning to the end. This is how Tesis explains it in the text. But in the Kashe, we said that Tesis explains it differently. Not that Rabbi Yechanan distinguishes between Akira and Anoche. But in the first case, so too, the first case is reference to an Akira, with Akira, not an Anoche. But it's not only that the first case, the first Abaye, deals with Akire. In the first Abaye, so the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Akire was spent in the Beertes. Only the last split second, as he starts being Akire, so he's Akire from what kind of a Beer? A Beertes. Then, the last split second, when he completes the Akire, so the completion of the Akire, the last split second of the time spent in the Maisa Akire took place in the Beirut. So Memele, we can say that here is Potter, because the bulk of the time that was spent in the Maisa Akire was spent in the Beirutes, only the last split second. So it's not a good Akire to be Mechuyev. Masha'inkein, in this case, Beir Yud, Vinosan Viseche Chulye. So too, the second Abaye deals with Anoche. But that's not important according to Tesis' assumption in the Kashi. So, Beir Yud, Vinosan Viseche Chulye. So, when he throws a Chulye. So, again, it takes some time, it takes a minute. From the time that cloud of earth, the of Itefach, so that part of earth consists of many, many particles of sand. So it keeps on the sand, keeps on falling. And it takes, let's say, a minute or 2 minutes, it can take him even 5 minutes. Who knows how long it takes him. So the Maisa Anoche begins when the sand starts to fall on the surface of the Tarka Bay until it completely rests on the surface. So throughout the major portion of the time, as he begins the Anoche. So throughout the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Anoche, it takes place, it is spent in the Beirut. But then, when the last particle of sand falls upon the surface of the Beir, then it becomes a Beirutes. So here, the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Anoche was spent in the Beirut. So even if we say so we can say over there, because the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Akire was spent in a Beates. That's why he's potter. Masha'in came here, so the major portion of the time of the that was involved in the Maisa Anoche was spent in a Beyut. Only the last split second of the Maisa Anoche was spent in the Beates. So Mele, the last split second, the fact that the last split second of the Maisa Anoche, of the time of the Maisa Anoche was spent in the Beates, doesn't matter. So it's not that there is a difference between Akir and Anoche. There is a difference in the situation. Now, so in order to explain the Roh, so it seems to me that the Roh explains the Abaya of Rabbi Yochanan the way Tesis assumed in the Kash. Not that that Rabbi Yochanan distinguishes between Akir and Anoche, but he distinguishes between the case where the major portion of the time was spent Bechiyu. That's the second case, and the first case where the major portion of the time was spent b'ptur. Now, some mele he says as follows. Rabbi Yochanan says zorak da v'nochal da b'yiseis. So, ma'ikom mevoyle hanochas chayfez v'asiyas mechitze v'aradorekos. So, according to the Rav, so if he is mechuyev, he is mechuyev only on the score of Zerik Baladames Birshu Sarat. So, if we say Bosas Rikazlinon, welcome, boy. Mi Azlinon Bosashazrik. So, what does it mean? Bosashazrik means that we consider that the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Anoche, from the point of view of the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Anoche, the Maisa Anoche might have taken 2 minutes or a minute, it doesn't make a difference. So when the daf gets over the Yisaidis, so it begins to rest. It doesn't rest, the whole daf doesn't rest at once in the same split second. Of course, it's difficult to perceive it because human perception is not so quick, but objectively speaking, so it doesn't fall at once in one split second. It begins to fall, and then, so it begins to fall the moment it reaches the avia of the Yisaidis. So then the Maisa Anoche of the daf and the Yisaidis begins. So when the Anoche begins, where does it begin? It begins in the Rishus Arabi. And until the last split second of the Maisa Anoche, when the whole daf rests on the Yisaidis, so it takes place, the Maisa Anoche takes place in the Rishus Arabi. But the last split second, when the daf completely rests on the Yisaidis, then it becomes a Rishus Hayom. So Memele, if we say that Azlimen Bosa Shazrike, that means we consider it from the point of view of the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Anoche, so then that was done where? That took place in the Rishus Arabi. So it's Chayim. So why is Shaita Lesbi Asor of a Chayev? Davli Kizir Tal Damish is Rabbi. Veni Kizir Kaver as the Podos of Rishus Natsmu. Avul Ochin Rishus Kwal. Elo Atzi Yisaidis. Uvishas Rika Adayim Mivadgu Rishus Rabbi. Only the last split second when the whole daf is already resting on the Yisaidis. But throughout the major portion of the time that it takes for the daf, from the time it begins to end on the Yisaidis, it's a landing. Just as an airplane lands, so this daf also ends, and there is a process. So the landing process, the Hanoche process begins when the daf reaches the avir of the Yisaidis, and it ends, the landing process of the daf on the Yisaidis takes place, it ends when it completely rests on the Yesedis. Completely rests on the Yesedis. So if we go Bosas Rike, that means if we are to consider it from the point of view of the major portion of the time spent by the Daf in the lending process, so then it should be higher. Because throughout the major portion of the time spent in the lending process of the Daf and the Yesedis, it was a vicious Arabi. But if we say in order to be chayit on the score of Daled Ames, Birshus Rabim, so it's not enough that the major portion of the time in the lending classes, in the Anoche classes, took place in the Birshus Rabim. Even the less split second has to take place in the Birshus Rabim. But the less split second, the moment the lending is completed, and then you say this, so then it's not a Rishis Arabim anymore, it's a Rishis Ayochit, so he's potter. So, Avul Yazdin Bosa Shas Anoche potter, we have a Likizir Rishis Ayochit, Vein Zrike Vanoche Zub Rishis Arabim. Oh, but then the question arises, but let him be Chayev Mimon Efsher. So if we say that Azlin Bosa Shas Rike, so let him be Chayev on the score of Zerid Al Adames. If we say that has been in Bosa Shas Anoche, let him be chayev on the score of Zerik Mishus Arabim Lishus Ayochid. So he says, no. The Lehavik is Zerik Mishus Arabim Lishus Ayochid. The Okidim Shezorak Adaf Lehavik Rishus Ayochid. So in other words, because if we are to consider his chiyu on the score of Zerik Dal Adames Lishus Arabim, then it's analogous to the second Abai of Rabbi Yechanan. If we are to consider his chiyuv on the score of Zerik Mishus Arabim Lishus Ayochid, then it's analogous to the first Abai of Rabbi Yechanan. And vis-a-vis the first Abai of Rabbi Yechanan, so what is Rabbi Yechanan saying in Timtzoleila? So that means we take it for granted that in the first case, so he is potter. In the first case. Why? Now, what is the first case? So in the first case, it is Be'er Tisho, V'yokam Menuchulye, Now, the way we said Tesis Pshat in the Kashe Tafres, and the Roh apparently agrees with Tesis Pshat in the Kashe, not with Tesis Pshat in the Teres Tafres. So, the way we explained Tesis understanding of Rabbi Yechanan's Abai in the Kashe is that in the first Abaye there is an intimtzaleima that is potter. Why? Because in the first Abaye the first Abaye deals with Akira. But that's not important according to the Rav, whether we deal with Akira or not. The important thing, the unique characteristic of the first Abaye consists in the fact that in the first Abaye the major portion of the time was spent before, because when he starts being Akira, the Chulia, he starts being Eker the Chulia. So he's Eker a little bit of a four, a little more of a, more of a, more of a, more of a, and all this time that he keeps on digging up of a, so, where does he act? Does he do the Maisa Akire? The Maisa Akire. He does the Maisa Akire in the Beates. Then, the moment he's Eker the last particle of sin from that Chulia of Tefach, so then it becomes a Gelu. So the unique characteristic of the case, of the first case, is that the person, that the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Akire is spent in the Beotes, before. So the same thing, and so in regard to such a case, the Rabbi Yechanan says, Intim Tzaleima Akim Lahav Mechitza Asoro, Mi Kore Loi Mechay. He's not Mechuyev. So Memele, if that the Rosh Kashi was, even if we go Bosar Anoche, so let him be Mechuyev on the score of Zerik Mishus Arabim, Mishus Ayochid. So he says, no, he cannot be Mechuyev on the score of Zerik Mishus Arabim, Mishus Ayochid. Because as far as the chiyuv of Zerik Mishus Arabim Mishus Ayochid is concerned, so then it would be analogous to the first case. And in the first case we say, Imtim Tzaleima, that where the major portion of the time of the Maise was spent before, even though the last split second he spent the chiyuv, so he cannot be mechuyev. Now here too, if we are going to be mechayvim on the score of zeirik v'shesarabim v'shesayochid, so that means when he throws the daf, so as the lending process begins, under Yesedis, as the lending process begins, the moment the daf reaches the avir of the Yesedis. So as the lending process begins, so it begins where? It begins in the Rishus Arabi. Then until the lending process is completed. So the last 3 seconds takes place in Rishus Ayochid. So in other words, how can it be mechuyev from the score of the Rishus Arabi Rishus Ayochid when the bulk of the time spent in the lending process took place in the Rishus Arabi, not in the Rishus Ayochid? So that's the first Abaye. But as far as the first Abaye is concerned, so Yom Tim Tzalema that he's potter. This is what the Ran means. So the bulk of the time spent in the lending process was spent in the Rishus Arabim. Only the last split second of the lending process of the Hanoche was spent in the Rishus Ayochid. So that's in Tim Tzoleima. Then he says, So the shaila is whether we say Bosas Rike, so he's Mechuyev, or we say Bosar Anoche is Potter. So, but if he is Mechuyev, he can only be Mechuyev on the score of Zerik Baradamas. V'haymid Rabbi Yechanan, b'Zerik Chulye Lebei Rasor, u'miyatei, v'anochas Chulye is Mechitze, u'mimai, v'anochas Chulye, so again it's a Torah Sefer, v'anochas Chulye, misalik Mechitze, u'mimai itchalal Abeya. This is explanatory of Rabbi Yechanan and second Abaye. Shuom mikaso, avul asdin b'sa shasanoche, ein kan rishus ayochid, sharei miyad. So this then is explanatory of Rabbi Yechanan and second Abaye. Now let's return back to the remark. He says, v'oro pire v'oroz al pirish, shayisede zrichov izdalet. והנה גבו ישיוד וידף משלים לעשור מצומצום ולא יסיר די יסיר אפילו מה שפשיד לחייב. So I can't explain it, but I think that there is a toy safe here. די יסיר אפילו משהו פשיטה דיפוטה. So that we can understand if we say די יסיר אפילו משהו פשיטה דיפוטה, because if the Yesedis let's say are 7 or 8 vochim high, and then together with the Uve Hadav, so it's 10 for him. So Mele, when the Dath, so we can visualize a case. that when it reaches the Avir of the Yisei days through the Avir Rishus Arabi. So Mele, we can say that it's Chayev. But if the Yisei days, let's say, is if together with the daf, it is more than 10. So Mele, when it reaches the avir, when does the lending process begin? When the daf reaches the avir of the Yisei days. Now, if it is more than 10, so that means when it reaches, when the lending process begins, so it's the Milo Miyut. So even if we consider it from the point of view of Shazrike, from the point of view of the time that the Hanoche begins, so the Hanoche does not begin in the Rishus Rabin, the Hanoche begins in the Mokim Tor. So that's why he says, the Yeser Afil Mashu Pshita Dipotem. But I can't explain, I mean Pshita Dechai. I think that there is a toy sefer. You see that at the end there is certainly a toy sefer, because he mentions Rabbi Yechanan Sabaye and he uses the losh deise mechitze. Obviously, it means misalik mechitze. The Gemara says so. So here there is also a toy sefer. Now let's see the Tesis Kashi. Zorgdav. Hanochas chifes vasias mechitze. ואם תאמה, אפילו לקט כיאז גדולים, היכה חושב לשאב יתחתו ברישוס היוחד. מה ישנה מתרסקו ויומד בשסרבים גבי היוד ורוכב דלת ואין ביקרי דלת ואמרינון זורק לנוח על גבוב חייב משמע דווקא על גבוב אבל תחתוב לב. Now, so there is a Mashos Kashi here that he says, Afilu lekep ki yazdoi. Heich ha-choshim l'shavi tachtov r'shusar. So he mentions two things. One is the Gemara of Trask. And the second is the Gemara of Amud b'shusarabim gobei ayud v'rochet dalet v'im b'ikhe dalet. So the second Gemara, the second case of Amud b'shusarabim gobei ayud v'rochet dalet v'ikhe dalet, according to the way Tesvis explains it, according to the way Tesis explained that Kufale from Beis, Dibra Maskel, is because of Shalei Gimel. So he says, Pir, the Kuntas Gavei Agimel Menores, because Dimu Dakar, Vik Moikone, Havik Moikrasko, Umvat Kepkias Gdoi, Gudachis, Vinir Rid, I because of Shalei Gimel, Han Sheish, Vuvi Akotza Gimel, the Chivim Sheish, Vuvi Akotza Gimel, Umayl Rochev Dalet, Lushayabi Gudachis, because there is such a narrow passage that even goats so couldn't pass through. So it's Ein Gdolim Boikimtach. Alright. But Tesis also mentions Trasko, so then it's Gdolim Boikimtach. But Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda says that we say Gudachis, even though Gdolim is Boikimtach. But the Rabbanon say no. So how does Tesis say Vim Temer Afilu Leket Bgias Doim Heiche Choshev Lishav Yetachtov Rishus Ayochid Maishne Mitrasko Vamud Beshus Arabim Maishne Mitrasko. So some Trasko, so how can they say Afilu Leket Bgias Doim? By Trasko there certainly is Bgias Doim, and that's the reason why the Rabbon of Chavis of Rabbi Yehuda say that the Trasko does not have a Rishus Ayochid. That's the Mashos Kashi, but it's a strong Kashi, but we can give a very Balabatish Teret. Tesis is here not concerned with the Shaila, whether we say Gudachis, we don't say Gudachis. It's nothing to do with us. Tesis says that even in a case where there is no Pkias Dogim, for example, the Gemara says Pkias Dogim Loishme Pkia. So only Pkias Dogim, Pkias Gdoim Shme Pkia, on the Yaboshi, but on the Yam, on the water, so goats cannot pass in the yam. Only fish can pass. So pkias dogim loish mepkia. So even the rabbonim of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda will be made there. If let's say if you set up the kone with the traskel on top in the yam. So I mean you could visualize the situation that the kone noatz kone biyam, the river and the yam, and then they put a traskel on top of the kone. So then, that's a case where there is no pkias gdoim, but there is pkias dogim, and pkias dogim is loishme pkia. So it can accord, so we can visualize the same din of noatz kone uvereishit raskel alibed rabbonon to. But alibed rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, it can be visualized even in the yabosho. According to rabbonon rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, it cannot be visualized in the yabosho. It has to be visualized in the yab. So this is what Jesus means. Vim teima, afilu lekep ki az gdoim. Heiche choshuv vishav yitachtov rishus hayochid. Maishne mitrasko, viyamud gushus rabim. Maishne mitrasko. So the only reason is why the Rabbonon Achir Kamis of Yudei is because ki az gdoim, shmo pkiye. But if the same kone will be set up in the yam, so then Rabbon will also be made. Viyamud gushus rabim govei ayud virochet dalet, veim bikri dalet. De amrinon, zorak vinoch al gabo fchayet. Mashma. So, in other words, Davka al-Gabo. So that means, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yud, when Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yud says that in the Yabosh, Noatzkone, Uvereishe Trasko. So, Vizorak al-Gabo Chayev, so Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yud is only Mechayev, al-Gabo, but Lemato, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yud is Mut. And the same thing would be true Alib Rabbonon, if the same Kone would be set up in the Yam instead of the Yabosh. So the Rabbon will also be made in Yischayev. But he will be made that he is Chayev. They'll say he is Chayev only al Gavo. But Limato, he is put. Avol Tachtov Lei. So Mimele, so what's the Kashi? So how can we say? How can there be even an alternative? That he is Chayev. Why? Because it is a rishus ayochid, but even if we say gudachis, so then it's only a rishus ayochid on top, but it's not a rishus ayochid on the bottom. So the kashi, so what? But monefshech, if on top it's a rishus ayochid, so we can say the hanochi is a rishus ayochid. So I once mentioned in Yitzias HaShabbos that this halacha, when I discussed the Rashba there about Toni and about Chaskel B'Yodei, so that this halacha that when that a Rishus HaYochid is noch in its own rishus, so it's only shayach if we have actual mechitzes. But if we don't have actual mechitzes, we have constructive mechitzes, legal mechitzes, so too we imagine it as if there are mechitzes. But this halacha that a Rishus HaYochid is always noch in its own rishus, that is only shayach where we have actual mechitzes, like Averis. Mashein came where there are no actual mechitzes, just imaginary mechitzes, so then we don't say that the rishus ayochid is noch in its own rishus. So memeila, in this case, this is what Teisa says. The amrin zog nach al gabov chayim, mash medavko al gabov, avol tacht of loy. Why tacht of loy? Monev shech, you say gudachis. Let's say according to Rabbi Yisrael Yude, or Biyam, even according to Rabbanon. So Tachtov should also be. Tachtov should also be so he says, here's the Kone. And then he put a Trask on top of the Kone. On top of the Kone. So it's only Rishus HaYochid here. But here it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Why is it a Rishus HaYochid? The answer is, because even though we say, Gudachis Bechitzte, and we imagine as if the Mechitze went down, so that's a constructive mechitze, but there is no actual mechitze. So maybe we cannot say that this trasko is not in the Rishus HaYochid. When we have actual mechitzes, then we say it's not in the Rishus HaYochid. But when it's not actual, it doesn't have actual mechitzes. But al pedin it's considered to have mechitzes. It's considered to have mechitzes. So we imagine that they are mechitzes. So since it's in the imagination only, I mean, this imagination is real. I mean, al-pidin, we have to imagine that there are mechitzes. So, but since there are no actual mechitzes, we do not say that this trasko is noch in the Rishus HaYochid. And since this trasko is in the avir of the Rishus HaRabim, so it occupies space in the avir of the Rishus HaRabim, so we say it's noch in the Rishus HaRabim. It's noch in the Rishus HaRabim. This is Teisashi. Now, but we have to understand, why does Teisve say, mash medavke al gabov, avol tachtov loy? So Teisve is midayik from the losh. Vizoak vinoch al gabov chayim, mash medavke al gabov, gabov, avol tachtov loy. Monefshech. Without the aloch al gudachi, so even al gabov he wouldn't be chayim. After all, there are no mechitzes of ten. So, it's because we say, Gudach is mechitzte. So we imagine as if the mechitzte went down. Up to the karke, up to the karkayam, or the karkayaboshe, or come to Rabbi Yisrael Yude. So memele, why shouldn't it be chayev if it flows a chayfetz here? Because, actually, we don't have a mechitzte, so it's not chayev. So you can ask the same kashe. How about we say Rishus HaYochid Ilah Advarokia? According to Rashi, so the whole aloch of Rishus HaYochid Ilah Advarokia is based upon Gerazik Mechitzte. So even though the Mechitzte extends only up to here, and the Chifetz, let's say, and there is a big Kone, and then the Chifetz is Noch, Refchiz Desdin, on top of that Kone, that is Lemailo Min HaMechitzes, so it is Chayev Rishus HaYochid Ilah Advarokia. But we don't have actual mechitzes, so we say, what difference does it make whether they have actual mechitzes or not? But the halacha says, good asik mechitzte. We imagine as if the mechitzes goes up. So here the halacha says, good asik mechitzte. So we imagine as if the mechitzes goes down. So why shouldn't it be high? Now, there is, the same thing is mentioned, the same thing that Teisa says here. Zohar v'loch al gabov chayev, mash medav kal gabov. Aval tachtav loi. So it's mentioned also in Teisves Dakuf Alev. In Dakuf Alev, also in Teisves Nerem. But in Teisves Dakuf Alev, it might be that they are two lishenes. I mean, it's not muchach. One loshen is certainly like Teisves here. But then there is another lashon. So the shaila is, what's the pshat in that lashon? That's another shaila. Now the Gemara here, the sugya of Bitzis and the Mishnah. So that's a boat that goes slant. So the Gemara says, "V'loy amor l'shem mipochas mishleisha daf kufalav umdalat l'shem mipochas mishleisha abo abo yesh mipochas migimo abo leslembo v'imalinu konevu v'neleslembo maskif lo rav nachman v'loy migudachis mechitzte milo itanye rav yesi barav yudeh." So in other words, even if it is more than gimel tvochem removed from the karake, so we should still apply the aloha of gudachis. Milo itanye rav yesi barav yudeh ima no es konevish saravim reshitrasko zorav noch al gab of chayev al mamrinu gudachis mechitzte och anam enemi gudachis mechitzte maskif lo rav yesi v'lo ishmir lo lohodom rav yudeh omarav umato bo mishim rav chiyeh v'itona lo lachachomim petri. So in other words, only Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah says Gudachis, but the Chachomim say no. Omer Abaye Vatlet Isbere. And you hold that according to the Chachomim, we don't say Gudachis. Vatani Omer Bishisarab and Gavi Asor of Rachav Dalet, Vim Mikre Dalet, because the Shalai is Gimu, Vizor of Rachav Gab of Chayet, Alma Amrin Gudachis Mechitzte. Or Chaname Gudachis Mechitzte, so that the Rabbonon also agree with Gudachis Mechitzte. So the Gemara says no, that the Rabbonon don't agree with Gudachis Mechitzte. But why don't they agree with Gudachis Mechitzte? Because it's in Mechitzte Oshav Doim Beikim Tachtov. So that's only in the Yavosho. Mashein ken meboat, so that's Yam, no goats can pass on the water, so and Pki as Dogim Losh Mopki. Hav Mechitzte Oshav Doim Beikim Bo. Hoch Hav Mechitzte Oshav Doim Beikim Bo, because it's in the Yam, it's in the boat. Or so Amal Ravache Breid Ravache Ravashi Gav Yisvino Name Uike Pki as Dogim. Omalei, Pki as Dogim Moish Mopki. Omalteim Retsa. So the Havamin of the Gemara was, so the Maskon of the Gemara was, that the Rabbono Nachili can the Din of Gudachis. Only Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah holds Gudachis. But the Rabbono hold that Gudachis is only Shayach in Yam, where there is no Pki as Gdoi. But in Yaboshe there is no Gudachis. But the Havamin of the Gemara was, that we say, I mean, Rav Yosef assumed that even the Rabbonon applied aloha of Gudachis, even on the Yavosh. So this is the kash. Vizorak v'nochal gab of chayev, dafko falle from that. V'may v'sal kodai tachash, den chiluk bim mechitze v'mayim v'shom mechitzes. V'sal kodai tach named v'lipligi Rabbonon alay de Rav Yosef Rav Yudeh. V'imot zwa kshuy amayi hotnan, v'kitzat mishtatvin, k'zust rashi l'mayla min amayim. Ein mimal himenu Elohim kein osu lo mechitze yud. So if you have an exustre coming out from the boat, let's say coming out from the boat, the boat is on the yam, and it comes out, exustre comes out, and he wants to draw water from the yam into the boat. Now he's faced with a problem, because the yam is a kamles, the boat is a rishus ayochit. So how can he draw water? So there's an eitze. As the exustre comes out from the boat, so he constructs mechitzes. He constructs mechitzes just over a certain portion of water in the yam, and then so he bends down and he draws water. So then, the whole portion becomes enclosed as a rishus ayoch, even though it's a mechitze tvuyo, because the mechitze does not go down to the karka that is beneath the water of the yam. So b'mayim itil. This is what Gemara says. So he has the kashe. So, but he has to construct a mechitze.